What was it like training to work in the shop and learning about tobacco and...
I think I learned from the customers, you know, because they'd come in for an ounce of Bruno and they'd say, I don't want it in a packet, I want it out of the tin, because they were sold it loose as well as packed.
These were, would they be sealed packets?
Sealed packets of tobacco, but a certain amount of different tobaccos you sold loose.
Okay.
And they'd tell you which they wanted. And it was a lovely smell to open a freshly opened tin of Bruno, 11p an ounce. I don't know what it is now. And then, of course, there was the snuff. Well, of course, I'd no idea about snuff. And it was in, I think they were £2 tins. And it was loose. This particular snuff, this SP that we used to sell. We sold various snuffs, but a lot of it was packed. But then we sold quite a lot that wasn't packed. And this SP, we used to have a policeman come in. Well, he was my first customer. And he asked for these quarters of snuff because he took them for the police at the police station. And he always demanded to have it weighed up while he was there. So of course he said quarters of snuff, you see. So of course I went on measuring a quarter of pounds of snuff. And he stopped me on the third pack. And remember, it was the third quarter. And he said, I think you're wrong. So my boss came in at that particular time. So she said, what are you doing? So I said, I'm weighing the snuff up for Mr. Shepherd, policeman. So she said, no, not quarter of pounds, quarter of ounces.
And he let you get through to the
third. He'd let me do the third. He was enjoying it, wasn't he? Pulled my leg for many years. He pulled my leg over that snuff.